Okay, we are up to Tufton Tes Gimel, dealing with kneading the dough for matzahs. Im ha'isha hi lasha hi mekatefes v'mayim. If a woman is kneading and she dips her hand in water, she dips her hand in water and puts water on it to make it easier. Lo tekatef ba'osa mayim shemetzaneses. Let's say a woman puts her hand in cold water to keep her hands cold so that the dough is not machmit so much. So then she shouldn't use that water to put a little bit of water on the dough, because that water may have gotten hot from her hands, and that bit of heat might machmit v'sa'isa. It might be machmit se'isa. Eliyehela kli acher malei mayim shetchatef bo. She has to have a separate kli that she uses, because the heat from the hands will choshish is machmit. So gal miu ba'avra v'lotzina yadeha muter. But if she didn't cool her hands down and put water or whatever, it's okay. We're not mechayev it. Just if she did it, there's no chiyuv to go ahead and cool your hands off. But if she did it, then she has to be nizar in. I want to point one thing out I didn't point out yesterday. Maybe I'll wait till the end here. Imlosh achas van iser chametz. If person's lush the dough, if he needs the dough after van iser chametz, elu hamayim. If a person goes ahead, if they use water to wash the tables or all these different things or whatever, so that water needs to be spilled out that would flow down here. Okay, they should use kabtz b'makom echa v'yachvitz. Shouldn't form a pool of water v'machvitz. It should flow down, it should flow out, pour it into a pool of water or a lake or a toilet, I don't know, whatever, down the drain is probably fine. It shouldn't be machmet. Agav, or kelim shemetakim behem mamatas, v'satkin shechisim ba'isa, or any of the kelim that's used, the rollers, any of these things, or the big knife to cut the dough, yigvarim talmi b'shasa asiya, you should always scrape them. If you use metal, that you should have, like, I've seen places have a disc, to sand it or to, whatever, clean, to clean it. Or if you use wood, they sand it down. Then dry them off well to use again. It's better than just scraping the griri. You can't just scrape off the dough. You have to go ahead and wash them off as well. But in the machmer, first you'll scrape it down, and then we'll wash them. Yontov mutter la soisa yadei ein Yehudi. If you're making matzahs on Yontov, you can have a goy scrape it down. V'imein Yehudi yatila l'tzoinein. Put him in cold water. What do you do? Because there might be dough on it, and you're not using it anymore. So stick him in cold water, like we had the case with the challah. Or you stick it inside the oven so that that should bake the batzik. The issue is that when the chachamim said, "But wait a second, here, if on Yom Tov, you're not going to eat that batzik, so it's a bishul." It's a bit of a question mark. This is just in Svara, not Lamaisa, I don't know. The other way is to Mavato the Chametz, or you give a matana. The Mishmur says you can give a matana to your neighbor. Here, enjoy the roller. You have a new roller to bake your bread with. In the bowls that they put stuff in, mutter lahadiach, you're allowed to wash it off. Hey, like we said before, you dump the water in, down the drain. And you should be careful with the areva that you do the lisha. Shelo yebo shum guma or sedek. You have to check that it does not. This again. This is after zman iser that it does not have any holes or cracks. Shelo yuchal lenakra achar lisha v'tachmitz. That again before Pesach, it's batal. Don't have to worry as much. But if you're using something on the after chatzos. You have to be sure it has no cracks or anything like that. And after you do a second time, it's going to get back in the Baltic. Unless you do, I guess, if you do one Mara, one thing, then I don't know if you have to be so worried about it. And also, to need when you knead it out, you have to be sure the table's smooth, there's no cracks. Also, anything you're using, you have to be sure there's no place that the things can get stuck. Leiten ariva al kar or keses tzemer b'shas alisha. Never put the ariva, the bowl, on some sort of soft pillow of wool. Shemechamim ha'ariva, because it makes the ariva hot. About al shaor shari, or is okay. I mean, and the minig is to use metal, or I think the or marble. The marble keeps things cold. We've tried our best to keep things as cold as possible. But any sort of beged, any sort of thing, will mechamim it. The question is by Mishimatza. One of the questions is: Is it machmitz? Does it get hot? And is it machmitz? One of the questions is, does it get hot from the machines? And how do you know? Mitzarecha, it's not hands, and a person's hands tend to get hot, so if you're machmitz, this is a machine. I don't know if the machine works very fast, it doesn't get hot, so, metal doesn't get hot, it could be doesn't have the same dinim, but when they do work the machines, they have to be sure that the machines are also 100% clean. Again, it's somecham bittel to a certain extent, but the mahadrim, the very mahadrim ones, will take the machines apart and clean out all the nooks and crannies to be sure that it's clean. I remember I went on a chavur once, a bunch of Yom Golayt, very chavur. We went to matzo factory and made machine matzos and whatever. Someone told me, I wasn't there for that, but they like the. That once we're all working hard cleaning the machine this or whatever, and someone from the Hechsher from the Banas walks in and says, oh, you didn't open this up, let me show you how to clean here. Meaning that you have to really know what you're doing to go ahead and to clean things out properly, and don't just assume because sometimes the people who work there don't know better. You have to ask. If someone did need it under the sun, hapas muteris, it is mutter to eat. But if you leave it if sit for too long and the isa got hot, so then it's definitely a problem. If it's a very
seems to be out of place. We're talking about tachas hashemesh before.
Yeah, but this is, I guess, as opposed to. After all this about kneading, kneading with your hands. I don't know, that's a good question. Isa raka lo yosif ba kemach, if it's too soft, don't put more kemach in. And isa ktana, migibu kosher yavena ima isa raka. To make another dough, like a very, with less water, a very hard dough, and then mix it together. Hagav yarka kamatsa is mea kemach. However, the Mishavur says, the Achranim say that if you can't, and you can't work, it's just too soft, you can't make matzahs out of it, then you are allowed to add kemach. But you just have to be sure this is just be sure you don't stick them in water or whatever, b'choshesh that the kemach won't mix in as well as when you first do it. So therefore, you could do it, but it's not chachila, and you should be careful not to stick it in food, whatever. This is, maybe a real case of gebrachs or whatever.
Because here the choshish the flour didn't get mixed in properly. But if you have to, you have to. Agav yarchik matzas mi'akemach, and when you're making matzas, you have to be sure they're far away from the kemach. Ki akemach hanizbach mehenbach acharkach v'tavshil u'mischamitz. It's again, this is a real chash of gebrach. Is that if there's kemach, that's why they have the kemach in a separate room. Usually in the water in a separate room, and then they just pour it, they stick that out the window or whatever, they pour it in. And there's this kemach flying around the bakery or where you're making it, and kemach gets stuck to the matzahs, that won't get, you know, baked, and then you have some flour stuck to it, stick it in water, and your soup, big matzah balls, you're gonna have a problem. So therefore, therefore, in this case, you have to be careful. But once it's kneaded, you know, properly, and there's no kemach flying around, we're not really not specifically choshish for it. Only on shemaiser, machmirim, or chsidim, whatever. Fine. Dini matzus mitzvah. Ein loshin matzus mitzvah. Ein loshin matzus mitzvah. V'lo ofin aisa ayidei eni Yehudi. Matzus mitzvah is a special thing. It's a bit of a machlokes, but probably the darshan, the pasuk, it says the shvartim is a matzos, that you're supposed to have shvur matzah for the Leil Seder, and it means that you have to watch it from Shas. Is a machlokes if that what that means? Does that mean mishas lisha or mishas ktsira? I mean, we try to be machlok mishas ktsira, but Meikra din mishas lisha is enough. It's still called shvartin and samatzos. Well, oifin oisa either in Yehudi or either chere shot of a katan, and you need to have lishma. You need to have a din of lishma to shomer from matzah mitzvah. So therefore, you can't go ahead and you can't do it either a goy. A goy doesn't have das. Even if you fail, sometimes. And there are situations where if a Jew gives the das, he tells the goy, you're doing it for matzahs, you're doing it for whatever, that it's enough. Here it's not necessarily, although there are poskim hamekel, obviously the fianyin, but if you're really stuck and you only have goy and do it, then you could be the Yisrael should help out a little bit al chulpanim. But still, it's better to do ayidei achir shot of a katan than achir, because they have a little bit of das. That's better than a goy who like no shaykhus. And what's considered a chirish? So the chirin say that in this situation there are different halachas of chirish throughout Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes we're machmir when it comes to chirish, it's just even someone who's just deaf. Here in general, when we in different places here, we're talking about someone who is deaf and can't talk, and so then he's very minutak, he's very separated from the world. Even if maybe he can communicate, maybe whatever, but he's not as alert as other people. So therefore, you shouldn't use him. Shaita, obviously, shaita. You know, as well. you know, even a shaita is even someone who, you know, I've heard from different poskim, they talk about this, someone just thinks he's Mashiach, right? So it's also called a shaita. Even in one thing, he's like normal, and he's like, yeah, but you know, by the way, I'm Mashiach. You know, whatever. They say that's also considered a shaita. And therefore you see there's something wrong there, so therefore whatever, he also wouldn't be good. And a katan, so you know that's obvious that they don't know what they're doing. Even if they're 12 years old or whatever, we still say they can't do the matzahs. Shiloh is by machine matzah. This is one of the big isik of the poskim, you know, past 150 years. About doing machine matzahs, is that considered lishma? Can there be lishma with that? So the original place in Don, they had machine matzahs. They had to like crank the wheel or something, and that moved the matzahs along. That was better. because it's more, it's koach, and you have lishma as you're doing it. The machine when you push the button, so that, it's still, there's still poskim to say, since you're gorim, everything that's called koichoye, and therefore your lishma in the beginning is chal throughout, it's chal throughout the process, the machine. Obviously there are those who say that that's not called pushing a button, it's not called koichoye, and therefore, the lishma stops, after pushing the button. The person should follow his own posik. Obviously there's not poskin, the person's stuck, he has nothing else. Only machine after, so a kuponic can be able to the mitzvah with it if there's nothing else. But, I was wondering, if a person would program, wouldn't even push a button. Let's say he would set a program in, to the computer, a robot. And the robot would go ahead and make matzahs. Would that be considered lishma? That already I'm not so sure about, because at least pushing the button, you're starting the whole process. It's already a step beyond to go ahead and to program a robot, a whole machine, or to even let it figure out itself. I don't know what's going to be. That obviously would probably be very much more chaser and lishma and ishladon. Beit harosh hayim ishtadol b'matzis mitzvah b'omin al siyasa. The rosh was makbid to go ahead and try to be there in matzis mitzvah. Omid al siyasa mizarz aiskim behem, and he would hey, let's get going, mizarz them behem masayev arichason, and he would sit down and help with the matzahs as well. Chaymori l'chol adam la'asos l'tapa ba'as of a mitzvah. It's better, we say Yosef bo mivishlucho. It's better for him to do it, since he has the shmartim of the matzahs is a mitzvah on every person, not on the matzah factory. So therefore. And so therefore, it's lechachila, it's better to do it yourself. Obviously, it's ishtadel, but it's not a chiyuv, and the person has other cheshbonos, and he doesn't have time, whatever the cheshbonos.
The factory won't know how to do it better than you.
Right. Well, no, they're chaburas, which, there are chaburas, the proper chaburas, don't start your own chaburas, there's some proper chaburas who might, know what they're doing better, or if you go, sometimes here you can go to a matzah factory and help out a little bit in what they're doing. That would work. But yes, if a person does a chabura of and you really don't know what you're doing that well, then having the chashash chametz is worse than having mishtadu matzah mitzvah. But al kuponim, or has to be rory achila. Sometimes not really rory achila, but. Whatever, it's a mitzvah to go watch over if you can. Halosh acher zvan iser chometz yomer b'shas lisha. When the person's doing halosh after iser chometz, first you should say al peruim sheyiplu b'shas lisha varicha v'chin batzay chanid b'kelim. Any crumbs that from the dough that fall that fall to the floor v'chin batzay chanid b'kelim. And any dough which is stuck, stuck on the kelim, any mevateloisam kedushin insam, which mevatlan kodem chimutzam, and you say I am a vatel, then not that they should be batel, because that doesn't, or he said, you shouldn't say that it's peruim hefker, that they're hefker, that doesn't work. It's just you have to say I be mafkir, I be mevatel, and to be clear that. That is bottle. Ein oisin srikin amitziyarim. You can't make pictures on the matzahs. The hainu, the tzayer of pask bin chaya va'of. I don't know, you want to make a whole scene with Arov and, on the matzah, and I don't know, a gorilla or whatever, I don't know. So sheep, korban pesach.
You know, with you instead of using the holes, you put your shape and you do holes like that. You shouldn't do that. But koma she'isim oisav and masve kadeshal eats pach. But any holes you use, what's called the radler, that you make holes not in the shape, but just make holes so it doesn't rise. V'chein mashin nakvim amatzis mutter. Any of these things, or any of the you make holes, you scratch or whatever.
Theoretically, you could make a roller that would make a stain of the oro. So why, San Francisco, that would be okay.
It still seems we just don't do it because, it could be because also the issue is that you might come to be shower, it didn't come out perfectly. Oh, let me do it again. Person's choshish for I want to make it seer bet. So that's the problem. But if you did it, but you have it, it's okay. But you shouldn't do that with chachila. But when you do the radling, then you should be careful to do it quickly. Because that's not the being menakev is not mamish being oisik, and it's the shehiyos are mitzdarif. Hagavi yishlasos hamatzah is v'kikin the minug. And also, I remember we were talking about over here is the mechaber is usually talking about what we call svardi matzahs, which are like pitas. They're floppy. They're like soft floppy. I never actually ate one, but I've seen them that the. They're like what's called they're similar to lafas. So so therefore also if you start trying to make pictures on it and I don't know, whatever, it's also gonna be much worse. But the minig ashkenaz is yeshlasos matzos for kiki, and the minig ashkenaz is to make them very thin. Crackers will pass ava kishar lechem and not thick like other lechem. Ki ainu rakiki b'mari in lahachmitz, because it's a very thin. They don't machmitz quickly. If your person does buy svardi matzahs, it has to be sure. Your person has to be sure that it's a proper hechsher and there's a proper mesira about how to make it, and not just I'll just do it fast because it's much easier to get into issues with it. Ein oisim v'pesach pas ava tefach. Person should not make a tefach thick matzah. Now, obviously, we're not talking about the hard matzahs that the Ashkenazim make, because you can't make it into a tefach, and it wouldn't be edible if it was that thick. It was just But Gopani, here we're talking about soft matzahs, and if you make soft matzahs, you shouldn't make like a challah or anything like that. It has to be less than a tefach to be sure, because otherwise, we said it's not. It doesn't bake in the middle properly, and therefore the shayla of machmitz and whatever. Vav ein lahakel, ein lahakel vashechmira kadmeinim sholasois pandish o flandanish. That we shouldn't be makel nowadays. What the kadmeinim were machmir not to make like pashtida. They used to make pies, to make a pie or something out of the dough, put meat inside, fruit, make desserts, things like that. That we were always machmir not to do that, because we're choshish that maybe it would ma'akev the afia, and it's not going to bake well, and then machmitz. And also we don't know. Or see, we don't know if may peiros might be machmit, fruit juice, other things, other liquids more than water might be machmit to go quicker. So we don't know. So the minig was to not do that. Ein litein beitzim shleimim b'matzah she'te'afa imahem. Person should not go ahead and crack an egg into the matzah. So you have like nice, you have a whole egg, in the matzah. Because again, the b'di'evid, anything b'di'evid is okay, but chupanim, all these things are can be ma'akev, and therefore when there wouldn't be chametz, I wouldn't recommend you eat it, but it won't be chametz a year over. So therefore, the person should not try to play around with the matzahs. Stop here. Okay.